new previously unknown case of COVID has emerged as likely being the country's first. The Ministry of Health says it has uncovered the find after a Waikato man returned a weak positive test this week that was in fact an old infection. And it's revealed three more current cases not connected to the Auckland cluster. That effectively means there is a second cluster in the country. Health correspondent Ron Quinn reports.
February the 28th, and the relatively unknown Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, announces New Zealand has become the 48th country in the world to get a case of COVID-19.
Late this afternoon, around 4:15, we were formally informed about this COVID-19 test result from a person in their 60s recently returned from Iran. This is our first confirmed case.
But it turns out the woman was not the first case. The Ministry of Health says 1 week earlier, an Italian man visiting family in the Waikato had the disease and passed it on to five people he was staying with. But the case was uncovered this week after a man in that Waikato family with a sore throat returned a weak positive test before returning a second negative test. That can happen if someone gets sick after having recovered from COVID and fragments of the virus left in the system come to light. Epidemiologist Michael Baker says it's surprising that it appeared 7 months later.
Given that we're still learning about this virus, we don't know how long the maximum might be that you test positive after an infection.
Investigations revealed the Italian man had blood tests in July that show he had recovered from COVID. He had symptoms when he was in New Zealand. The ministry says he wasn't tested at the time because Italy wasn't considered a country of concern, although we now know the virus was silently transmitting there. Testing in New Zealand was then mainly restricted to those who had contact with China. The Health Minister, Chris Hipkins, says it's likely there were other New Zealanders who had the virus but never knew.
During our lockdown, our level 4 and our level 3 lockdown, there were probably quite a significant number of cases of people who stayed home. They got better and they never got tested. And that could be quite a significant number.
And the Ministry of Health announced three new cases today with no link to the current Auckland cluster. It says they're connected to the chartered managed isolation flight that a man later diagnosed with COVID took. He's the man who was found to have the virus after leaving managed isolation. Chris Hipkins says today's three cases were on the same charter flight as the man.
My understanding, it's another family group, that they were sitting near to each other on the plane from Christchurch to Auckland, i.e. they were sort of in the same two or three rows of the plane. And so, my understanding is that they don't necessarily know each other.
There are now six cases connected to the flight, and Professor Baker says that's a new cluster completely distinct from the Auckland one.
The big question now is, of course, whether the contact tracing has identified all the people who were potentially exposed. And it sounds like it's well on the way to doing that. And the hope, of course, is that this cluster is very well defined and easy to close it down.
Mr. Hipkins disagrees that the six cases constitute a cluster. The Ministry of Health says there were 86 people on the same flight as the man in the new cluster. All of them have been contacted, with 63 returning negative tests and the rest waiting for results. And today, strict new rules have been announced for air travel. Board of Airline Representatives Chief Executive Justin Tyumbers says there's now a requirement from the Ministry of Health that international air crew stay at managed isolation hotels.
So for international air crew, that'll mean they'll now need to stay in one of those facilities while they overnight in New Zealand until they return back to the airport for their flight back to their country of origin.
He says a lot of airlines were already carrying out similar isolation procedures themselves. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Rowan Quinn tēnei.